Hoftes Kislev, Heide Hanukkah, 25th of December, Rabbi David Roberts, Zman HaTlokes Neresh.
Frenchel Hanukkah, Shusmar Dasra. There are three main shittas in the Rishonim as to the Zman HaTlokes Ner Hanukkah. The first is the opinion of the Rosh Tatur and the Modcha, that the Zman HaTlokes Ner Hanukkah is the Loshna Gemara's Mishitishka Chama. Ought to start with the Braisa, really. The Loshna Braisa is Mishatishka Chama, Mitzvasa Mishatishka Chama, Shetichle Regel Menashuk. That's the Loshna Braisa. From Mishatishka Chama, Ad Shetichle Regel Menashuk. The Shail is, what does that mean? We can't not push what that means. The Rosh, the Torah, and the Modcha hold that it means Tesakichovim. Mishatishka Chama means Tesakichovim. The Rambam holds Pashtas that it means Shkias Gufa Shemesh, what you and I would call Shkia. And the Rashba and the Ran hold that it's Tchilas Shkia Shnia, roughly an hour after the beginning of the first Shkia, but not quite Nacht. The Mechaba Paskins, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rosh and the Tur, that we light at Nacht. Just very quickly, before we go into the Lomdus, maybe just quote some of the Gedolei Achronim, see how they understand it, what they did Lemaisa. They say over from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal that the minigin Yerushalayim was, and that was Yadua, the Briskarov, was very makpid to light Atshkia. Atshkia, because he understood in the Rambam, in the Secha Seferim, Misha Tishkachama Adshetich Leregel Menashuk, is that's the whole Eurech of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. It has to be a light throughout that period. And he was a Medayek before Hanukkah to make sure that he had to synchronize his watch, to make sure it was Shkia, and he lit exactly at Shkia. And that's Rav Shlomo Zalman who's made was Minig Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yashiv Shlita Tainas that, although according to the Gaon that we should light at, and the Rambam should light at Shkia, but he said it's not clear that we understand exactly when Shkia is, because according to the Gaon, 13 and a half minutes after Shkia is Tesak Echovim. Lemaisa, we don't see that. Doesn't seem to be like that. Therefore he says we delay it. He says, Be'erach 10 minutes after Shkia. Yodua the Chazanish said there was a minig in Kosovo, and that was his minig, was to light 20 minutes after Shkia. And Rav Moshe Zatzal in Shuvas Paskins, also 10 minutes after Shkia. So there is many different opinions, but what we want to try and do is have a look at some of the lomdas in the Zman. So the Mechaba Paskins, like the Rosh Latour and the Modcha, that we light, Mishatishkachame means, it means Nacht. That's what it means. The problem is, us to the Bir Halacha, is that the Shulchan Aruch adds words. Now he uses the Loshon HaRambam, more or less, although he adds, as the Gaon points out, he adds the word Sof Shkia, but he uses the Loshon HaRambam, he paskins that he lights at Nacht, but he adds, Lo Ma'achrim V'lo Ma'kdimim, which comes from the Gemara Chav Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, B'vad Shlo Yakdim V'lo Ya'achir. But that's the Machlokes Rishonim, what that refers to. Does it refer to Neiros Shabbos, or does it refer to Neiros Chanukah? The Mechaba understands it refers to Neiros Chanukah. Fine. But Frank the Chofetz Chaim in Bir Halacha, there's a problem here. Because Bishleim Allah Rambam, the Rambam is the one that understands that you light at Shkia. So I can then understand why you shouldn't layakt him. Because if you're lighting before Shkia, Shragibatira Mayahana, Tosfos in Menachas Chofetz Chaim uses this Lashon in this context. What's the point of lighting before Shkia? There's no hecker whatsoever, there's no presuminissa whatsoever. So the Rambam, it makes sense that the Rambam who holds that you light at Shkia, he paskins so he acted. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch paskins you light at Nacht. For the Bir Halacha, why therefore should I not be able to light quarter of an hour before Nacht? Quarter of an hour before Nacht? Is there no presuminissa? Is it not evident? Can you say, Shraga Batira Mayahana, quarter of an hour before Nacht? Of course not. So what's the problem? That's the Bir Halacha's question. There are three machlokesim between the Rashba and the Rambam in Ner Hanukkah, which lechura we can explain are all one main shitta. And the three are as follows. There's a Rashba who says that Koidim Zman you can light. I'll read you out the Lashon HaRashba. The Rashba says, Mistavra, when it says Mishatishka Hama, says the Rashba, Mistavra, the lovely Kuva, he lay with the Koidim Lachain, Imrotzel Hadlachain and Madlik. It doesn't mean that you can't light earlier, before Mishatishka Hama. Of course you can. Doho Vada il Rotzel Hadlik Madlik, Somach Lashkia Sahama. Doho Ika Prisuminissa, because there is Prisuminissa. There's Prisuminissa even before the Zman that is mentioned in the Gemara, the Zman which is Mishatishka Hama. Of course, as we've mentioned, there are different opinions as to what that means. But whatever that means, you can light earlier, says the Rashba. There's no reason why not to light earlier, because there is Hekka, there is Pirsum Enisa. And he brings two proofs. And the first proof he brings is from Ner Chanukah Be'erev Shabbos. He says, when do we light Ner Chanukah Be'erev Shabbos? We light before Shkia. It's the Haraya that you can light early. And the Me'iri, another Rishayim Master, say, what sort of Raya is that? Ain don in Efsha, Mishai Efsha. They understand, and the Rambam must have understood, the Rambam who argues with the Rashba, and the Rambam holds that you can't light early. The Rambam says, lo yakdim, because he understood that there was two takonas. There was one takona to light the rest of Chanukah, but when it came to, but before Shki, of course, according to the Rambam, you couldn't light because Shraga B'tira Mayahana, there was no point. However, when Erev Shabbos, Chazal, Bal Korchov, there was a takona nifredes. There must have been a separate takona to light Friday night. So you can't bring a raya, says the Me'iri, to the Rashba. You can't bring a raya from the fact that you light Friday night, you light early. You don't have a choice, you have to light early. The Rashba, Bal Korchov, understood that there was one takona. There was no separate takona Friday night. There was one takona to light all 8 nights, and it's all exactly the same. And therefore, he can bring a proof, therefore, from the fact that you light early on Friday night in Chanukah, is Araya, that you can light early any night of Chanukah. Because there's no fundamental difference, according to Rashba, between Friday night and any other night. The Rambam clearly learns otherwise. I'll come to his other proof in a minute. I just want to quickly mention, I said there were three machlekes between the Rashba and the Rambam, and they are as follows. Whether you can light early, whether you can light late, the Rashba holds you can light la'acha shetich l'regel min ashuk also. The Rambam holds, it's mashtar mashma from the Rambam that you can't. And the third one is that b'shaloi b'shas ha'sakona. We know Chazal said, b'shas ha'sakona manichal shulchon evidaye. If b'shas ha'sakona, you can put it on your table indoors and that's okay. What would be in a v'di'eved, but it's not a shas ha'sakona? What would be then? Again, a machlokes rishonim. The Rashba is of the opinion that b'di'eved you can light. You can light b'shulchanai for any b'di'eved, and the Rambam holds only shas ha'sakana, nothing else. Let's try and put them all together and see what we come up with. But before we get to that, there's another fundamental difficulty here, and it really touches on what I heard the Rav saying just before. And that is as follows. The first raya that the Rashba brings that you can light earlier is from Friday night Chanukah, but he doesn't stop there. He brings another raya from Neiros Shabbos Gufa. He says, I'll bring you a raya from Shabbos Lecht. So the Rashba, Shabbos Lecht, you light early, is a raya that you can light early. And this is difficult. This is really difficult to understand. Because if we begin to analyze a little bit what Shabbos, what Neiros Shabbos are, and what Neiros Chanukah are, l'chura, they are two totally different things, and it fits very beautifully with what the Rav was just saying. L'chura, Neiros Shabbos, it would appear that Neiros Shabbos are just lights, regular functioning lights, that I have on Shabbos, either midin oineg or midin kovod, shalom bayis, but they're nothing special, there is no heftzah shal mitzvah. They're regular Neiros. Whereas Ner Chanukah, as we shall show, Ner Chanukah is, as was said, is a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. And there are a number of proofs to this. And if that's the case, then of course there's no Tzushtel. You can't bring a Raya from a Mitzvah that has a Zman, that you can light earlier. Because the main purpose of the Mitzvah is the Tetzah, is the outcome, is the consequence, that you should have a Ner Bisu Dosoi, that there should be Kovod Shabbos, there should be Sholem Bayis. As no raya to a mitzvah that has a very definite zman, and where the hadlokah is a mitzvah, and where the hadlokah has a zman. What's the Rashba bringing a raya? Let's see, let's try and understand this. Let me try and prove this a little bit. There's a fascinating Magen Avraham in Resh Samach Gimel. Cases as follows. As I'm sure you know, in those days it was common for a variety of reasons to make chuppas on Friday. And you have the cases as follows. There was a woman who didn't want to light before the chuppah. On the other hand, it seems it was quite common that the chuppah would schlep, and it would, by the time they finished the chuppah, it's shen shkia, and it's too late. So the Magen Avraham brings b'shem the Maharam and the Maharash, whoever they are, he brings two eitzahs. And we'll talk about one eitzah. One eitzah he gives is that if you find, and admittedly it's only a b'di'evet, admittedly, but b'di'evet the Magen Avraham goes along with it. He's prepared to go along with it la'halacha. And that is as follows. You find that the chuppah's finished, and it's after Shkia, get a goy, tell a goy to be madlik, and the woman will make the bracha. So he said, the Magen Avraham. The goy will be madlik neiros Shabbos alach hashkia, should be mitzavim to be madlik lach hashkia, and then the woman will make the bracha. The woman will make the bracha. Freit Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Rabbi Mishalayim, the woman will make a bracha by in shlichus legoy. Ve'ech tevareich behadlok hazu, and that's the lashon the Mishnah Berurah brings down. There's no shlichus for a goy. How, therefore, can the woman make a bracha on this hadlaka? So I saw Rabbi Avraham Favstein Zatzal, the Chevener Rosh Yeshiva's medayik from Rabbi Kiva Eiger, it's like hashtar kadiyik if you look at the lashon, that Vaistachos, Rabbi Kiva Eiger has no problem with the kiyum mitzvahs Shabbos, ner Shabbos, being done through a goy. No problem with that. His problem was with the bracha. And it's a separate shayla, it's interesting, right in the Achronim, whether a bracha is shaykh to the Maisa mitzvah, or to the Kiyum mitzvah, or possibly both. But one thing is for certain, Rabbi Kivega's problem is with the bracha. How can he, by goy pasn shlichus, ein shlichus legoy, ve'ech tevareich ba'adlok hazu. How therefore can there be a bracha? But the Kiyum mitzvah he has no problem with. Kum tochais, we have a Magen Avraham and a Rabbi Kivega, who hold that a goy can create Neiros Shabbos. What's going on? Is the Teretz Lechura, like Rabbi Chanan Wasserman brings in Beitza, that where you have a mitzvah, there the context of Vav is Kvura B'yomta, for the Gemara suggests you could do it Al Yidei Yakum, and the Tribus HaRashba says you could do Sreifas Bas Kohen, also if it wasn't for the special limud that we had, where a mitzvah, where the main point of the mitzvah, where the mechuvan is the toitzah, is the outcome, and that's the ikka, not so much the maisa, then there's no problem, says Rabbi Chanan, that you could do it through a goy. That's not a problem. Lechura, same thing over here. If the toitzah is, if ner Shabbos is just to have a ner bisu'uda, but there's no din cheftza shel mitzvah of ner Shabbos per se, then a goy could create it also. And that's Pshat in the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Maybe one needs to add very briefly, it's not that poshut initially, because of course the Yodua, the Shagasari and others talk about, I mean, you need a bar chiyuva. If a goy blows shofar, it's a maisa kof ba'alma, it's a tziftzuf ba'alma. What's the nakuda? How can a goy create a ner shel Shabbos? L'chura this Magen Avraham l'shitasa. Magen Avraham in Tofresh Ayin Vav says the, and I heard somebody just telling it to the Rav before on the way out, that the bracha is, but the bracha by Chanukah is lehadlik ner, one word, shel Chanukah. And according to many, shel Chanukah. And according to a number of Rishonim, it's ner Chanukah. The Sfarim Taka say ner Chanukah. Because it's a chefza shel mitzvah, it has halachas, as was explained so beautifully. Also, the shamish la'ira, the meisar Hashem, and etc. There's a din, there's a chefza of ner Chanukah, there's a mitzvah. Mashe'en kein ner Shabbos, lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, he brings from the Shla, that the Shla Kodesh, that the Magen Avraham here in Hilchos Chanukah, that ner Shabbos is just a regular ner. You need a ner shimushi, just a regular functioning ner, that's all you need. That is ner Shabbos. And therefore a goy can create that also. Of course a goy can't create a chefza shel mitzvah. He can't create a situation of tkiyas shofar. But I don't need that in Shabbos. All I need is a ner. I don't need a mashek in ner Chanukah. I need a chefza of ner Chanukah, and it has a zman. And the mahadlaka is the mitzvah, which brings us back to square one, which is the tzushtel of the Rashba. How can the Rashba bring a raya to the fact that you can light ner Chanukah early from ner Shabbos? They're totally different. Maybe just take a quick detour, because we find an interesting halacha by the halacha of a cotton b'ner Chanukah. So the Mechaber brings a daya that if a cotton is igia legil chinuch, he can be madlik for a godol. Hagam is not a bar chiyuva such as a godol, which would seem to go against what we've just said. If a cotton shehigia lechinuch doesn't have the same, he can create, it seems, the cheftz of ner Chanukah, Hagami doesn't have the same level of chiyuv. That's a bit of a problem. The Emes says this question was asked by the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi in Shuvas was asked this question, and he asked it differently, he asked it from Megillah. He says, by Megillah, we pass in, of course, a cotton can't be Meitzi Agadol, because trei Rabbonon, two Rabbonon's Megillah and chinuch can't be Meitzi Chad Rabbonon of Megillah. Why is it any different over here? So he says over here, he said it's different. He says, Ner Chanukah is mitzvah, is chiyuv habayis. The Lashon of the Rambam. Mitzvot she called bayis u bayis madlik nerechot. So the hadlaka of a cotton can be poited the bayis. Chiyuv Megillah, Kriyas Megillah, he says, is a chiyuv akarkafta de gavra. That, of course, he can't be mitzi. And the Hezbez Lechura, like the Achronim say in many different places, Rabbi Chanan and others, that there's always two nekudas in one person, somebody that's not a bar chiyuva, not being able to mitzi the other. And we've mentioned this. The first is that somebody's not a bar chiyuva can't create the chefza shal mitzvah. If he's not the Torah, he can't create the chefza shal mitzvah. And the second thing is that even if you can create a chefza shal mitzvah, you can't be mitzi somebody else whose chiyuv is greater than you. These are two separate things. Therefore, over here with Ner Chanukah, it's not a problem. Because it's chayv asabayis, it's not chayv akarkafta de gavra. All I need is somebody who is included in the mitzvah. And because a cotton is included in midin chinuch, his hadlokas aneir is hadlokas neir chanukah. Because he's mechuyev midin chinuch. I can't be moitzi a bar chiyuva. There is no bar chiyuva to be moitzi. He has to be put to the bayis. And that, of course, he can do. That's not a problem. Just to finish off the question, and that is, of course, Yodua, the Briskarov, who points out that the mitzvah of Adlokas Ner Shabbos is mentioned in two places, Perakei and Peraklamad, Midin Oineg and Midin Kovod. And if you think about it, therefore, the Oineg, the Zman Kiyam HaMitzvah of Oineg, is on Shabbos. The Zman Kiyam HaMitzvah of Kovod Shabbos is the same as all the things you do for Kovod Shabbos, Kvod Shabbos, which are done on Friday. So whichever way you look at it, but it's not like Ner Chanukah, where there's a Chi of Maisa Hadlokah, which has to be done, Mitzvosa Mishetishka Chama Shetich Leregel Menashuk. So we're right back to square one. What is the Tzushtel, what is the proof that the Rashba brings from, he brings from Ner Shabbos to Ner Chanukah? Let's go quickly through the other two machlokes of the Rashba. The next one was the Seif Zman, L'achash Yitich L'regel Min Hashuk. The Rashba brings a raya that you can light, a very interesting raya. It says, what's the raya that you can light, L'achash Yitich L'regel Min Hashuk? His lashon is as follows. Lav l'meimra d'iloi adlik b'tzoich shir z'ein amadlik. It doesn't mean that if you didn't light within that time frame that you can no longer light. Dehotznan, kol she mitzvosoi balayla, kosher kol halayla. Ela shleyosu mitzvah ketikona deleka prusum in nisa kol ahai. What's the Rashba doing? He's comparing it to a dovashe mitzvosoi balayla, which is kosher kol halayla. What's the comparison to dovashe mitzvosoi balayla? According to the Rashba, when do you light? Shkia shnia. That's when your chiv hadlaka is. And b'dievet that he holds, you can light earlier. So what's the comparison? The Rashba brings a raya that you can light afterwards because davar shemitzvah seba laila kosher kol laila. The Rashba himself holds, when do you light? Before night. And if b'dievet, you can even light before shkia. So then how can you say that it is defined as a davar shemitzvah seba laila? What's going on? And the other machlekas, the third and final machlekas between the Rashba and the Rambam, is whether you can light Bifnim b'shas ha-sakona, shaloi b'shas ha-sakona. The Rambam holds that to light Bifnim shaloi b'shas ha-sakona is out of the question. There's nothing to it. Only because there's a takona nefredes b'shas ha-sakona, but shaloi b'shas ha-sakona you definitely can't light. The Rashba brings a raya, just quickly go through the raya. The Rashba brings a raya that it is Rava who holds osu lehishtamish la'ayra, from the fact that Rava says ner beisai, when you have a clash, you have ner beisai and ner chanukah, ner beisai odif because of shalom bayis. Says the Rashba, if you would hold that Rava holds mutu lehishtamish la'ayra, then why not make one light? Put it al shulchan and it can serve for both. Elamai, says the Rashba, Rava must be the one that holds mutu lehishtamish la'ayra. Sorry, osu lehishtamish la'ayra. That's why you can't do it. The question is, how could you put it al shulchan shalom b'shas ha-sakana? Tell us, as you see the Rashba holds, that b'di'eved, you don't need a shas ha-sakana, but b'di'eved, you can manich al shulchan. So l'chura, what's the hezba? What's going on over here? And here there is a hezba that the Achronim want to give in the understanding, it's a chiddush gadol, but in the understanding of how the Rashba learns the mitzvahs in Ner Chanukah. He says, Bal Korchoch, you see as follows. The kiyum ha-mitzvah is mishetishka ha-chamad shetich l'regel min ashuk. There is a component of the mitzvah. There are two parts to the pirsumei nisa. There's pirsumei nisa for others, and there's pirsumei nisa for yourself. Pirsume Nisa Lechatchila, of course, it should be Mishatishka Chama Shatichle Regel Minashuk. That's the Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah. B'dieved, if that was finished, Lechatchila Regel Minashuk, so there's no Pirsume Nisa for others, but there's still a Pirsume Nisa for yourself. Be'etzem he holds it's a Dovah Shemitzvosa Balayla. The Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah is Balayla. But you can be separate the Maisa HaMitzvah from the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Hagadorah is as follows. A Maisa Hadlaka has to create a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, as we've discussed. It has to create a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. Ner Chanukah is different to Ner Shabbos in that Nekuda. Remember, we've got this, it's a very difficult tightrope we have to walk. On the one hand, he's bringing a Raya from Ner Shabbos. So it has to be like Ner Shabbos in one sense. On the other hand, it's Chaluk from Ner Shabbos. It's not exactly the same, because the Hadlaka is a Mitzvah, and it's a Chelik of the Mitzvah. He holds as follows, because the purpose of the mitzvah is Pirsume Nisa. That's a kiyum. There has to be Pirsume Nisa. Therefore you can, as long as there's a kiyum of the mitzvah in Pirsume Nisa, b'dieved, even just for yourself, b'dieved, it's good enough. But because the main, it is like the comparison to Neiros Shabbos is that the kiyum ha-mitzvah is that there is a Pirsuma through them being lit. In that respect, they are like Neiros Shabbos. And therefore he can compare them. The difference is that therefore the Maisa Hadlaka needs to create a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. Vazal Areisken from them that it should create a Pirsume Nisa, and that you can, doesn't even need to be Bizman Kiyum HaMitzvah. That's a Chiddush. You can do that before. You can do a Maisa before the Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah. If we understand that, then the Rashbam makes sense. The Rambam, on the other hand, holds that the Hadlaka is a chelek of the Maisa HaMitzvah, and you cannot do to the extent that if you do the Maisa HaMitzvah, Shaloi Bizman Kiyum HaMitzvah, there's nothing to talk about. You're not Yotze. Not before, not after. That's why the Rambam holds you can't do it before, you can't do it after. The Maisa Hadlaka is so integral to the mitzvah according to the Rambam that it can only be done within the time frame of the, when you can be Mekayim the mitzvah. If that's the case, then we can answer the Bir Alocha's question. And the emes is, just before I do that, there seems to be that the Shulchan Aruch himself is prepared to take this concept on board, at least at a B'di'evad level. As follows, the Shulchan Aruch paskens b'shem yesh mishayimah the following amazing halacha: somebody is torud. If somebody is torud, he's very busy, and he's going to be unable to light later. So the Mechaber paskens tof reshayin beis aleph at the end b'shem yesh mishayimah. It's the Orchas Chaim that you can light from Plaga Mincha onwards, and his raya is from Havdalah. That's his raya. It's the Orchas Chaim, and his raya is from Havdalah that you can light earlier. And the question Achronim ask is, what's the raya from Havdalah? Havdalah, even according to the Rambam, that Havdalah is deraisa, but the Zman of Havdalah is Sommuchlitziyosa, Bein Melefoneho, Bein Melachareho. That's how the Rambam understands the Chiv of Havdalah. But according to the Mechaber, Ner Chanukah, the Zman of Ner Chanukah is Balayla. How can he bring this Yesh Mishayimah? The Teretz is B'di'evet, and only B'di'evet. He's prepared to countenance this Chiddush of the Rashba, that you can separate the Maisa HaMitzvah from the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And B'di'evet, if you don't have a choice, you can do the Maisa HaMitzvah in a Zman where there's no Kiyum HaMitzvah. You can do the Maisa Mipraga HaMincha. There'll be a machlekes between the Rashba and the Orchis Chaim as to how much leeway you're given. The Rashba will say you only get a little bit before Shkia. He gives you a small, what's his lashon is, just the Somach L'Shkia Ma'at, because there's still a Heker. Whereas the Orchis Chaim takes it much further. The Pshat in the Mechaber now, to answer the Bir Alochas Kasher, now it makes sense. Because... the Rambam clearly holds that the Maisa Hadlaka is so integral to the Maisa HaMitzvah that it can only be done Bizman Kiyum HaMitzvah. You can't do it earlier, you can't do it later. Now the Bir Alocha's question is answered. Although it is true, Tosfos understood that the reason that you shouldn't light earlier is because Shraga Batira Maya Hana. But if the Mechaber paskens like the Rambam in this Nakuda, that Hadlokas HaMitzvah, the Maisa Hadlaka can only be within the time frame when you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah, then of course Lo Yaktim has got nothing to do with Shraga Batira Maya Hana, like the Bir Alocha asked. That's That's not the reason that you can't light earlier. The reason you can't light earlier is because according to the Rambam, and the Mechaber goes along with the Rambam Lechatchila, you can't separate the two. You cannot light. You cannot do the Maisa HaMitzvah at a time when there is no Kiyum HaMitzvah. But the Eved is prepared to be made for it. So we have the following delicate balance in the Das HaMechaber. We've got to square the two. On the one hand, he paskins at the beginning of Tofei Shein Beis, Shelo Yakdim. Ask the Bir Halacha, why not? The Mechaber paskins, like the Tur and the Rosh and the Modcha, that you light at Nacht. If you light at Nacht, why shouldn't I be able to light just beforehand? There's no Shraga B'tira Mayahana. The Teretz is, the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, who holds very clearly, you cannot be madlik. You can't separate the Maisa HaMitzvah from a time of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And if you can only light, if the Kiyum HaMitzvah, according to the Mechaber, is only at Nacht, you can't light before Nacht. Mashenkein B'dieved, if you're in a difficult situation, if you're in a tight spot, he's prepared to concede yesh mishayimah that if you're torod and you have no alternative, that you can light me plag hamincha. How can you light me plag hamincha? It's no zman. It's not the zman. And had locha oisa mitzvah, and you need to create a heftza shal mitzvah. Remember, lekulam, you've got to create a heftza shal mitzvah. Bal korchach, you see this tremendous chiddush. That you can, that with the Eved at least, you can do a Maisa HaMitzvah. And of course there's Tznoim in the Maisa HaMitzvah. There has to be enough oil that is Kashiur, it has to be placed correctly, v'chulu v'chulu. But the Maisa HaMitzvah, the gather of the Maisa HaMitzvah is doing a Hadlocha that if left, when it comes to the right time, will create a Kiyum of the Mitzvah. The Mechaber is at least prepared to countenance that. But the Eved.